Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Tiara?
Yes.
Hey, Tiara, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain, cannot complain at all. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you used Hair Relaxer in the past?
Yes, I have used that relax.
Did you use it within the last 20 years?
Within the last 5, yes.
Within the last 5. Okay. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
Nope. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And I do want to ask you, were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
I was recently diagnosed, yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. What were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. And when you say recently, was that sometime this year?
Yes, sir, in October.
In October. Wow. Wow. What hospital diagnosed you with that?
Rush University Medical Center.
Rush University. Are they doing any treatments for you right now?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. What type of treatments are you doing at the moment?
I'm doing chemotherapy. I had the partial, I don't know how to say it, the this oophorectomy, oophorectomy.
I'm not even sure. But oh, so you're kind of chemo currently at the moment, and then you went do that hysterectomy or the oophorectomy.
I'm sorry.
Right now, so right now you're just going through chemo. Gotcha, okay. And can I ask you, so the Rush University, is that the one at the 1653 West Congress Parkway in Chicago?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who's your doctor that diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Allison Grubbs, the gynecologist.
Grubbs, G is a GRUBBS.
Yes.
Okay. And you said Johnny the gynecologist. Gotcha, okay. And how many times did you use hair relaxer in a single year?
How many times did I use it?
Correct.
Shoot, a couple of times, a lot of times within a year. Or maybe twice a month, once a month.
About once a month, maybe 12 times a year or so.
Yes.
Okay. And you are a resident of the United States, correct? Did you get that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. And now, could I go ahead and get your date of birth?
October 8th, 1988.
Oh, wow. So you got diagnosed right before your birthday?
Yes,
Wow.
but it was after.
Right after. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's terrible. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. And do you know of any other family friends who use hair relaxer?
No.
Okay. And now you only used it in Illinois and you're currently in Illinois right now?
Yes.
Okay. When would you say you started to use hair relaxer?
Back in like, I don't want to say 2018, March
Got
2018.
it. Okay. And then when would you say you stopped? Was it in October?
Yes.
Okay. How many times did you use it? I know you said about 2 times a month. Was it weekly, monthly? Would you say
Month.
monthly? Okay. And so you used it for about 6 years consecutively?
Yes.
Okay. And were you at home using it or would you go to a salon?
At home.
At home. And then were you using the Dark and Lovely L'Oreal?
Dark and lovely, yeah.
Dark and Lovely. And now, were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started to use the product?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. And so you were diagnosed this year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you started in 2018. So about 6 years you used it before you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And now you said you're receiving chemo. When did you start receiving the chemo? Was that in October as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it was from the same doctor who diagnosed you and everything, same hospital.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, team, give me one second here. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then you spell your name TIARA.
Yes.
And then last name BUTLER.
Yes.
And then I do have your email, butlertierra89@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
And then your phone number, 773-953-1456.
Yes.
And then could I go ahead and get your property address?
It's 1865 South Lawndale.
Eighteen sixty five South Mondale Avenue.
Yes.
Perfect. 60623.
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. Thank you. And then that's Cook County, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, I do not.
Will the hospital have them?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Marcus Williams.
And his phone number?
312-631-8636.
Can I go ahead and get the first three digits again?
312-631-8636.
312-631. 31. Perfect. And then the relationship.
Spouse.
Perfect. Thank you. And now we are just about done here. We do need the social in order to go ahead and pull the medical records. I can go ahead and take the last four if you don't want to give me the full thing.
2318.
2318. Now I do just want to verify this information one last time to make sure my spelling and my dates are correct. So when I send this up to the law firm, everything's, easy process for you. I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you have not found an attorney to help you file the claim, correct?
No.
Alrighty. And now you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. That was in October of this year. You were seen by
Yes.
Dr. Grubbs at the Rush University Medical Center. That's at the 1653 West Congress Parkway in Chicago, Illinois, 60612. You currently reside in Illinois. And was that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And now you did use hair relaxer four more times in a single year prior to you being diagnosed. You used it on average 12 times a year. You are a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is 10-8-1988. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And now you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You do not know anyone else who was injured using hair relaxer. You started using hair relaxer back in 2018, stopped in 2024. You used the Dark and Lovely. You were using it at home. Let's see here. You are receiving chemo. You started in October of this year, same hospital, Rush University Medical Center. And then you spell your name TIARA, last name BUTLER, last four of your social 2318, email address butlertierra89@yahoo.com. Your property address 1865 South Lawndale Avenue, Chicago, Illinois 60623. And then we have Marcus, your spouse, 312-631 8636 as the emergency contact. Is that all correct to you?
Correct.
Perfect. I am going to send you over a DocuSign now. Give me one moment here. It's going to say Harold King. That's me. Mass Torch Strategies. So you should have just received it now.
Okay.
Then I'm going to send you a separate text with my direct line. And then the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. They're based out of Texas. And so how this is going to work, once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them over to the law firm. The law firm will then give you a call in about 7 business days to verify the information is correct. And then during that, you know, moment, they'll actually, you know, as long as everything is correct, they'll be able to then represent you and actually start to request the medical records on your behalf and everything like that.
Okay. Okay. So I just signed this now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, do you have any questions or anything for me?
No.
Okay. And then, if you do, the number I texted you on, the 949 number, that's my direct line. So, I'm in California. I'm here Monday through Friday. So, you can always call me, text me if you have any, you know, questions or anything for me.
Okay.
And I just got them back. Yes, so I'll be able to send these up to the law firm. And like I said, the law firm is Pulaski Law Group. They're located in Texas. And so they're going to, I sent you a text with their information. The 909 number is their number. And so they're going to call you using that 909 number in about 7 business days, you know, within that time frame. So when you see that 909 number, just know it's them calling you to verify the information and everything like that, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, well, if you don't have any questions for me, I'll go ahead and let you go. I appreciate it, Tara, and you have a blessed rest of your holiday, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.